This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Cam, now, and our very favourite topic of conversation over the years.
I know, I've always loved a bit of Lilo, a bit of Lindsay Lohan action. She gets a lot of action.
Now, which is exactly why I wouldn't want to go anywhere near her for any action.
But for some, I don't
know
how
she... Well, that's one reason.
It's many reasons. I don't know how she manages it, but lately she's managed to find a lot of very rich boyfriends.
Oh, so she's moved. I knew she moved on from the Russian.
The awful Russian one.
She was engaged to, but then he did nasty things.
Yep, so that we're all glad that ended, including her and her family.
She was smart enough to get out of the abusive relationship.
Yep.
Well done, Lilo.
Yep. But she's found now a Greek boyfriend.
Well, you know, that worked for the Queen.
And, you know, he's a bit... What? Well, yeah, but she grabbed a poor...
Greek.
But, you know, gentrified Greek.
Yeah.
Lindsay's found herself a moneyed Greek.
Well, there isn't any in Greece.
Oh, no, there is. There's still some people with money.
Just not
about
most
four
of, the...
of them.
Right. Okay.
And they got all of the money.
And Lindsay's found one of them.
She's found one. Dennis, now, is it... Now, you're good at the Greek names. Is it Papa Georgiou?
Well, I can't see it.
Papa Georgiou? Is that how I say it? Up the top there.
I can't see it. Oh, Dennis... Yeah, you got it
Papa
right.
Georgiou?
Papa Georgiou.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're going with that. Now, he's apparently somewhat rich.
Mm.
And by somewhat rich, I mean super rich.
Stonkin' rich.
I know. And quite obviously, he's, I don't know, desperate for attention or something. Because he's hooked up with Lindsay Lohan. And in addition to just, you know, bumping uglies, he has also provided her with an open-ended bank account to begin her plans for world domination. And you are asking, how in the hell can Lindsay Lohan get world domination with some Greek money?
Well, that was one of my questions, yes.
It's the other one, why are they bumping uglies?
What could she possibly do world domination over?
And the answer is, in fact, starting with nightclubs.
Oh.
And she's very...
Oh, well, that's a very Greek thing to do.
I know.
They love
so
being nightclub
She's
owners.
Opened a nightclub in Athens.
I've been to a nightclub in Athens. Does that count?
Well, possibly not this one because it's only brand new. She's got on the planning board, she's opening one in Istanbul, Hong Kong, London and New York City.
Are they going to be called the Lilo Club?
Funnily enough, you know what she's called them?
No.
She's a modest girl.
What?
Even now, after years of failure.
Yeah, well.
She's called it Lohan.
Oh, dear.
That's right.
But it's his money.
H-A-N.
Shouldn't it be the Papa Georgiou Club?
Yeah, and they probably thought about that and then they thought, the sign's just not going to look as snappy as Lohan. With a little picture of a Lila.
So we're off to the Lohan Club.
Yes.
We're going to Athens. We're going to go to the Lohan Club.
Now, she's going to try...
It's like, it's setting you up for a horrible night, isn't it?
Yes. And just to make it even better, Lindsay will be hitting the decks as well, at least once a week.
Oh, I guess she could get her old friend Paris to teach her
how to Paris
DJ.
gave her a USB and said, press play. And on the opening night on the Athens Lohan, where she was up the front and she had all the people there. She didn't manage to get anybody really famous in.
Right.
Because famous people don't like Lindsay Lohan anymore.
No.
You know, she needs a bit of rehabilitation of her image.
She's a little tarnished.
Yes. A lot tarnished. Bit of brass, though, wouldn't go astray on that one.
Oh, I guess bumping uglies will polish it up.
Maybe. We'll see how that goes. She probably uses euros to polish it.
Glad you said euros.
Yeah, I did. But
is that it?
No, she was having troubles at the club because she wanted to talk as well. So,
oh,
you know, the crowd was not impressed. Not only was she DJing, but she wanted to talk.
Oh, and they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't be quiet. So she decided
talk.
Her words were, hey, it's my effing club. Everyone shut the F up while I talk.
No.
So they didn't. She kept talking and then she pressed play. Now, I do have to say a big congratulations, huge congratulations to one of my favourite all-time TV shows, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Which has turned 600. That's right. The Simpsons has made it to 600 episodes, And that was just broadcast last week, I think it was, that they played the 600.
600 episodes.
Yep.
How long is that? Like 27 years or something?
Oh, it's actually, yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Because it's been going since the 80s, the very late 80s, I'm pretty sure. See? I remember when it started here, back on Channel 10, and Channel 10 played the episodes out of order.
You remember
launch
that?
It here? Yes, because we the first episode we got...
I think that's a Simpsons sound effect, you know, that gasp.
Is it?
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Well, there you go. Because the first episode we got was the one where the Simpsons all go down to Dr. Marvin Mumro's Family Therapy Centre and all, you know,
and they
zap each other.
Each other, yeah.
Which I found to be hilarious, and it hooked me right from the start. But
sort
that wasn't...
sets everyone up for your style of humour, doesn't it?
I know. I love a bit of electrocution. Watch out, Tristan.
You know, what would you call it? Family-directed masochism, yes. Sadism.
And I wouldn't have a problem doing it to my family.
600 episodes.
Hey, Mum. Now... So, we do have to say congratulations, and still a good show. So, well done. 600 episodes of The Simpsons, and here's to another 600 of them as well.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Now, the US are having, of course, their presidential election.
They're
always having an election of some sort, because they're the House of Reps and that, they go every 2 years.
2 years, I know.
It would just drive you mad because it's bad enough here where let's be honest, we go every 2 years just about anyway.
Oh, we did this time.
We don't even have our prime ministers for that long.
No.
But they're having...
You know, I like the fact that us and Italy have more in common than we used to.
Just our prime ministers don't dress as snappily as theirs.
True.
Now...
Although, no, Turnbull got on the front of GQ at one stage.
Oh, that was a charity event. Now... As you know, it's Hillary versus Donald. Now, yes. Donald, of course, had his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame vandalised over the weekend, the week. The guy has popped his head up and said he did it.
Mm, he handed himself in.
Well, he videotaped it.
Right.
He hasn't handed himself in, but the police now know who he is.
Right.
And that star apparently is the damage is going to cost $30,000 to repair.
Right.
So it's now in the upper echelons of criminal damage. So the cops are after him.
Oh, right.
But he's going to sell the pieces that he ripped out of it to help fund the legal defense fees and that sort of stuff of the women who are accusing Donald Trump of various things.
Right.
It's a tangled web.
It is a tangled web.
But in other news.
Look, I think the motivations are right. Criminal damage is always not necessarily the right way to go about it.
No. But in other news. Mm. Hillary. Now, it looks like, fingers crossed, but I'm hoping Hills does it. But
there's a lot of analysis that's gone both ways.
I know.
So,
but know. One place.
Have
where...
they asked Ponsatoni, whatever, you know, from, you know, Groundhog Day, what he thinks?
No, he might be asleep.
Is it this tortoise and the thing in Japan where they, you know, one falls over or something? It's, I don't know, the squid.
They have a different thing every time because they're usually dead by the next election. But one place where Hillary is guaranteed to be very popular is actually Kosovo, which I believe was one of the former Yugoslav areas, if I remember rightly.
Pretty sure they don't vote.
No, they
in
don't.
In the American election.
But in the Kosovo capital of Pristina, they have a rather large statue of Bill Clinton, which they've popped in there.
Really?
It's not very good.
It wasn't commissioned by the Americans.
No, you kind of look at it and go, who is that? And then eventually you go, oh.
Oh, and why do they have
I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton was the president when Kosovo got its independence.
He's their hero.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Don't quote me on that. Any advice, pop it through 0427JOY949. But just down the road from the Bill Clinton statue in Pristina in Kosovo
is a statue of intern.
No, that's round back.
Right.
No, there's a shop that has opened recently. It's called Hillary. Now, what do you think they sell at the shop called Hillary, which is down the road from the Bill Clinton statue in Kosovo?
Stylish gowns for senators and presidential
It's a clothes shop. It is a clothes shop. And all of their clothing is based on and inspired by Hillary Clinton's
outfits. Oh, it's a Hillary knockoff shop, so to speak.
I go, it's a Hillary knockoff shop. So you can go there if you want to look like Hillary Clinton, as in what she dresses like. Yeah. This is the shop for you.
Wow.
That is how much they love the Clintons over there. They have a statue of Bill, and you can dress like Hillary.
What would be the standout outfit?
A pantsuit. They do a lot of pantsuits.
It's okay.
So a lot of pantsuits. That's about all I know of Hillary's outfits. A lot of pantsuits.
Do they do matching wigs? Because I mean, I reckon a Hillary wig in Kosovo might go down.
You think they
well.
Might have a rack of them and say Hillary at various eras? Mm, so you can say, I want a 95 Hillary wig to go with my pantsuit.
Do you want a First Lady Hillary, Senator Hillary, or
aggrieved wife Hillary?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We're going to have to send somebody over there to investigate.
Righto.
Get Dolly Diamond on the phone. Now, speaking of it, moving on from disturbing to equally disturbing.
I know.
Jeffrey Edelston.
Who'd have thought he was still in the news?
He's always in the news, whether it's bankruptcy proceedings in the US of A or
buying
the various
a football
women.
Team. It's been a while since that one.
Oh, he hasn't owned a football team for a while. Can't afford them anymore. But the 73-year-old. Yes, that's right. 73-year-old.
I would say he looks good for his age, but actually...
No, he looks like crap. Now, he has, of course, just filed for divorce from Gabby Greco, who was his previous wife.
Before, who was after Bryn
Who was
Edelston.
After Bryn. Now, he's actually also back in court at the moment. They're still trying to do the settlement for him and Bryn.
Oh, and now
he likes to drag things out.
He's divorcing Gabby.
Yes. So their settlement for that one will probably take a couple of years as well.
Right.
Because they have to work out where all his money
is. It's hard to keep track.
Probably for him as well. But he's now found a new love.
Oh, he's found love.
Found a new love.
Oh, it's always now, nice when older gents find
I know.
New love.
Probably on that website that he keeps finding them on. But, you know, he says they come looking for him. I'll bet they do. Now, I'm looking at it. I'm saying when I first saw the picture of the new one, we'll just call her the new one.
Show me.
I actually thought it was just a large picture
hang on.
Of Bryn.
Isn't that Bryn?
No,
it looks like Bryn.
And it's not even Bryn's sister, all right? Okay. It is a totally different person. Whatever her name is. Oh, Ashley.
Of course it is.
What a surprise. Ashley is his new fiancée.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to get married.
Mm. Oh.
And apparently she has said already, no, she fell for his brains. Well, duh, it wasn't his look. Oh, sorry, but I actually thought it was the money.
He has a strong ability for keeping the money out of other people's hands than ex-wives.
I think he keeps it somewhere hidden.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
The tax man, the banks and his debtors. Creditors definitely don't get seen.
No, it, so, and the wives get to see it and then it goes away.
Yes.
And they become ex-wives. And so he said, no, they keep coming to him. He doesn't know why they keep coming after him. He's just happy they do.
Just want to be the last one there at the last post when they want to be the one where he carks it.
You know,
did
full
I
well.
Say that?
Yeah, you know full well the one who's there when he carks it. All they're going to get is a corpse and some debt.
Well, it's a matter of how much time they give him to write out the will. Meet, married. Oh, hang on, you haven't written the will yet. You can't go yet.
Don't worry, it's in his will that they have to file for divorce as well. So he's moved on already. He's got a new one. It's all getting a bit, you know, messy with the previous ones. So we'll see how long this lasts. I think we need to open up a betting pool.
Is that allowed? Yeah, it is. Yeah, let's do it.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
For wife number four, how long do we reckon before they hate each other and they see each other in court?
I've got I've got five vodka lime and sodas on 4 months.
Oh, I reckon you're a bit generous because I don't think it even lasted that long with Gabby Greco, did it?
Tristan?
1 year.
Ooh. Oh, he believes in love, this one.
What are you betting?
6 weeks.
And what do you give me?
I'll give you a divorce settlement like he gives them. Nothing.
It's not a fair bet.
Next year is going to be another year of biopics on television.
Biopics.
There's a whole stack coming. And they're not necessarily of people who are dead.
Are they?
They're going with people who are still alive.
Oh, like...
Unauthorised biopics.
Oh, right.
First up,
yeah,
there's going to be the Olivia Newton-John story.
Well, that's authorised, isn't it?
Don't know, on the TV version.
Mm.
The one they... to actually play Livy, they really wanted Delta.
Yeah, I know.
But unfortunately, the ONJ story is a Seven production.
Uh-huh.
And we can see the problem there.
Yes.
Because she's contracted to Nine.
With The Voice, right?
Right. There's also going to be the Paul Hogan story.
Oh. Well, who's going to play the first
Pick
wife?
Pick a wife. So that's going to be coming up. But
I bet that's well informed by the first wife because she's never left that bone alone that she's...
the hard done by woman. And she was.
She was. Yep.
I fully support
fully
her.
Fully support the fact that Nolan never forgave him.
No. And I wouldn't have either.
Mm.
But then there's also going to be the Warnie telemovie. Completely unauthorised. He will not be cooperating and he will not be authorising it.
Who's sponsoring that, Vodafone or Telstra?
There'll be a lot of text messaging going on. Yes. It may be interactive. Who knows? Would you like Warnie to do this? Text in. So they're not sure who's going to play him yet, but they are the good money is on Eddie Perfect.
Well,
but I'm pretty sure he's over on 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's in that show that I can't think of the name of, isn't he?
Is he?
Anyway, but he's the one they're all thinking would be really good to play Warnie.
Right.
After he did Shane Warne the musical, obviously. And they're going to have a few other names. There are three other names thrown out there. Hugh Sheridan.
Right.
Delta's good friend.
Yes.
Joel Edgerton is one as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And apparently the other Hemsworth, Luke Hemsworth.
Luke?
Yeah, the other one.
Is he the
third? There is another one.
The third one?
Yes.
Oh.
He's the one who's not as successful or good looking.
Oh.
So he'd be perfect to play Warnie. I guarantee you one part that could be played really well, because they'll go through all these wives and girlfriends. Obviously, they'll get to Liz Hurley at some point.
Mm.
You know, she could play herself.
She could.
She is available and willing to work.
She did such a good job as a fembot, so she could come back as herself.
I know. And she would be just as natural and lifelike as herself.
Absolutely. We are going away for the month of November. We're taking a break off air.
We're not going far.
And we're not coming back to Thursday.
We're just slightly moving sideways.
We are. We're going to be taking over Friday from December the 3rd. So look out for us there. But we are leaving Thursday in very solid hands. She's here.
She has got enormous hands.
Well, she's a sailor. She has to hang onto those ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Dee Mason, hello.
Hello, hello, boys. Hello, Tristan. Hello, C and C.
Hello. You and your partner in crime who have been floating around our drive and breakfast
been floaters.
Shows.
Yes.
For the last few months.
We couldn't flush them.
No.
You're going to get yourself a permanent gig.
That's
here,
right,
on Thursday.
That's right, down the S Bend, and here we are.
Well, we've been treating it that way.
It's a little bit of, and the little one said, roll over, roll over, and they all rolled over, and yes.
Yeah, all of that.
Yes. So, I'm also the only homosexual I know that has not seen Kinky Boots yet. So I'm going to build my show around that.
Well, You've got 6 days. Now hurry up because you need to give your review next week.
Yeah. Well, I will go and see, but I just thought everyone just...
Everyone jumped in really early, yeah. I think. But I'm sure there's a few that haven't been to see it yet.
I don't think any of the homos I know paid for a ticket. I think there's been a lot of...
There was a lot. I think there was 2 weeks of media preview.
Yeah.
Before the opening night on Saturday.
They were giving
away
tickets like everywhere because they wanted people in for the previews.
Well, the reviews are rave and I will go.
Yes, and they are amazing. Now, you're going to stay with us when we go to the news and we'll get to know you a little better.
I would be delighted.
So that everyone who will be tuning in on a Thursday will know you.
Yes, great.
And it won't just be her. She has got a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One.
Who's not here.
No.
That bodes well for the next show.
I'll tell you when. I'll tell you why shortly.
All right.
She's a bit, you know.
Also coming up in the last half hour of the show, Cam.
Oh, well, we do still have to have a look at the ABBA news. I haven't quite got to that yet. The big, big ABBA news.
Oh, yeah, we do have to
And
look
let's
that.
Be honest, this big ABBA news could also translate into huge Spice Girls news if they get their act together at the same time.
Oh, ABBA news.
ABBA news.
ABBA news.
News about the band ABBA.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say Avenue, and I thought, what a bizarre speaking impediment.
No. I do.
He does have that.
I speak weirdly, but not that weirdly.
Girls on the ABBA news.
No.
Yeah.
News of the band ABBA. Yes. You got that straight now?
ABBA.
It's the only thing that's straight in this room right now.
Actually, that's quite true. Even looking at this desk, it's curved.
You are on Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory, Thursday, almost
finale.
Done. We're tagging.
But before you do
to the Mason and Dano.
Before you do that, we've got a message come in.
Oh.
And it is from, I believe, Sean the Sheep, who has become a member.
Oh, excellent. Well, then we'll all get good housing loans.
So, what?
That's Ram.
Sean the Sheep. Sean the no, wrong sheep. Sean the Sheep is the cartoons.
Oh.
We're not sure if it's Sean the Sheep, but it's from Sean.
Excellent.
As a member, if you would like to become a member, you can give Robbie Rockstar a call anytime, 1-300-JOY-949, or jump onto the good old website, joy.org.au, and become a member right there.
As I said, tagging.
Tagging.
It's like wrestling.
Are you going to be Mason or Dee?
Yeah, so we've decided, Dana and I have been mates for many, many years.
Yep.
Possibly 30, I don't know, let's call it 20.
Let's
and
go
we decided,
with
40. Yeah. And then we're trying to come up with a shtick, a look, a feel for the show, and we've been operating as a Dano and Mason driving you homo. I like Mason and Dano, but pretty much she's decided
Dano and Mason. And yeah, Dano, she when she puts a foot down, she makes things happen.
Yeah, book them, Dano.
Don't talk about that.
Imagine if you...
Still out drive at the moment.
Oh.
Anyway.
I can just tell you now that she's sitting by her pool down in Balnarring.
It's so nice that I can't drive.
That's right, I can't drive.
Are the rumours true that she's sitting there watching her episode of Grand Designs Australia?
She does watch
over
it often.
And over and over.
I've yet to see it, so I must do that research.
Really?
So that
you don't watch Foxtel enough?
No, I don't have the Foxtel.
I'm sure she's got a DVD of it. In fact, I can guarantee she does, because that's how she watches it, over and over.
So are you suggesting that Lisa Daniels is a little bit like Chris Hemsworth?
Looks at herself all the time. She's shaking that shaker the whole time, watching herself.
I'm so glad that you don't have the visual of what Cam just did in the studio.
If you ever see those Chris Hemsworth Foxtel ads.
And of course, I was mentioning that it is Lisa Daniel, formerly of Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
16 years, I think she was.
Yes, she did a great job while she was there. She's handed the reins over and she's taking up the reins. Thursday drive.
That's right. And she seems to be at a bit of a loose end. She's studying part-time at the moment. But, you know, she and Claire Jackson, her partner, they just seem to swan about the peninsula.
So you thought, I can't have that. I'm going to put you back on the radio in town.
It was getting a little bit grey gardens down there, so I thought I should crack one of them out.
Yeah, fair enough. You brought the one that's more media friendly.
That's right. No, she's a great person to be on air with, and yes, she's funny. She's up to date. She's probably more up to date than I am because she's got that kind of time. But yeah, she's got her finger more on the pulse of the Twitter sphere and the multimedia.
So are we going to bring any of the personal interest into the show? I know that, like, obviously Lisa's a bit of a movie buff.
Yes, she's very good with film and also television. She does keep up with. She's maybe we'll be doing a bit more of the telly kind of focused stuff because I don't watch it.
Well,
and
I just said that you don't have to subscription television.
I do have the other one, the one that ends in Flix.
Okay, got it, right.
But I never seem to... I don't seem to watch it.
Yeah. And then, of course, in your spare time, you're a sailor.
I am. I'm a yachtswoman.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the champion won at times as well, I believe. Is that
right? I've won things.
Yeah.
I don't know at the time.
Trinkets?
I don't know the time you get to call yourself a champion, but I do it often and I love it.
Yep. All right. So
I'm trying to build my lifestyle around...
And...
Radio and sailing.
I'm not going to give full details, but I do hear that at one point in your life you were also a somewhat of a television celebrity.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I don't know that you can call somebody under the age of 7 a television celebrity.
I think we can.
You were a regular on an Australian, popular, successful Australian drama.
Institution, I believe it was referred to as.
In the 70s.
You've dug deep. In the 70s?
It was the 70s. Yeah, because it was in black and white, wasn't it?
It actually was. I know, it's hard to believe. Yes, it was. I was on that TV show called Bell Bird.
You were.
Yeah.
And you really need to be of an era to even know about that show. So, but I'm sure you're going to share stories about that as the shows roll on.
Certainly. I'm sure there's... Well, actually, I did just catch up with one of the cast members quite by coincidence, a bellbird. So we've been sharing stories about the olden days.
The olden days of Australian television.
That's right. Well, I was surprised that you knew what bellbird was.
I knew of it. I don't remember actually watching it, but I do remember being on TV. So, yes.
It was past my bedtime, so I wasn't allowed to watch it.
You weren't allowed to watch yourself.
That's right. Like Chris Hemsworth and Lisa Daniel.
Shake that shaker.
Well, Dee, this is the official welcome.
Thank you.
Thursday Drive.
And seriously, you guys, do you recall that you guys gave me my first little break on radio? I came and visited, I sat in Tristan's chair.
When you were doing your training.
That's right. Okay. And these guys very, very kindly took me by the hand, which seems a little bit gay.
But so we showed her how to do it and now she's like, pushing it down.
Poofed you out, that's right.
Well, look after here are the keys. Yes. Look after it. The clutch is a bit dodgy, but you'll get by.
And look, can I just say to your loyal and valued audience of people, and I imagine there's some homosexual men around about them.
There's a few.
Lisa and I have made an undertaking not to talk about vagina in any way for the first couple of weeks.
That's fun. We've talked enough about vagina. You can talk about penis.
Okay, great. Well, business as usual.
In as much as an educated way as we can talk about vagina.
Great. All right. That's enough. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to coming in next week and texting you madly saying, where's the thing? How do I?
How do I do that?
What's the red button?
Which button does it? Mason, thank you.
Thanks so much,
Mason,
thanks, guys.
Dano and Mason next week from 4 o'clock here on Joy 94.9.
Driving you homo.
Now, it is our last show for a Thursday. Don't forget, we're only moving sideways. We'll be on Fridays.
From December 3rd. Yeah.
But Dano and Mason will be driving you homo forevermore.
From next week.
Yep. But in the meantime, I have to talk about ABBA. I cannot go without talking about ABBA. As you know, all four of them are around, but they have refused to do that big international tour that everybody has been clamoring for.
Not for $1 billion.
No.
And that's what they were offered.
Yes. And they said, screw you, billion. We don't want it.
What they mainly said was, we want you to remember us the way we went out, mm-hmm. which was at the top of our game.
But it turns out that they have been tempted.
In a way.
Sort of. They have been tempted by Simon Fuller, who is the man who created the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now doing a new project that will be properly announced next year. Now, the project will involve virtual reality and artificial intelligence.
Basically,
so
it's going to be some
hologram-y type thing.
Holographic concert.
Virtual reality with your goggles or something.
So it won't be them as they look now at between 66 and 71 years old. It'll be them when they looked at their best in 1978.
It will be called a new entertainment experience.
It'll be them as a hologram.
That's right. And as they said, we are exploring a new technological world that will allow us to create new forms of entertainment and content that we previously couldn't imagine.
They're doing holograms.
I know. It does sound like that, doesn't it? So let's be honest, though. Hopefully, if it's done well,
it will be
bloody brilliant.
I still blame my mother. I'm not sure if it was her fault, but I didn't get to see ABBA in 1977 when I was 11 years old, and I should have. So I will go and see this.
Well, when they were here last, I was 6, so I may have been too young to go and see them. But if they pop up this time, even in virtual reality, I will see it. But the other good thing to remember is this is being organised by Simon Fuller, who created the Spice Girls. Mm-hmm. You know what? If it works well for ABBA, he could get the Spice Girls back together.
It could be the way they actually get back together.
I know. You don't have to worry that they hate each other's guts and will pursue each other. You just virtually get them back in the same room.
There you go.
See, ABBA, supported by the Spice Girls, best concert ever.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.